see every day. People are sharing their boarding school stories, and some of them worse than what that boy went through. So it's sad that why did he have to die?
Yeah.
I go through it, I have to die. People go through. It's not right, but I mean, when are we going to do something about it?
Okay, so.
Madman.
So I'm thinking bullying. I mean, what makes people bullies? You have parents that are bullies. We found out that these parents, the parents of the children, you know, they said they are taking a lot of some of them, they are traveling out or whatever. I mean, how do you have, you as a parent, you have a child that is bullying other people?
The parents,
and you can see it.
Funny enough, that bullies, they always have like issues personally. Like there's something wrong with them. For you to want to bully, there's something wrong with your own self-esteem, first of all.
Yeah.
So you're trying to project, you're taking it out on you, like someone that seems like a weaker
person.
But really, it's actually fucked up. Just like people that have like superiority complex, right? So, or people that seem to be overconfident, even when like real confidence does not necessarily shout.
Yeah.
Or you see people like, I'll use Tata as example. To me, that's not a confident person. That's someone that is trying to overcompensate
for something.
What she's lacking. So to me, bullies, they have issues from house, from themselves. Everything.
Okay. So how does a parent? Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if anyone, but I think bullying and manipulating.
Okay. How so?
Bullying is like when you take advantage of somebody, when it's like, oh, this person does not have like, kind of power now. Just feel like you feel superior over the person. That's bullying. I know manipulating, like when you're manipulating, it's like when you try to convince that person, even when the person does not want to do that thing.
Yeah.
Just try and make sure, see, like, that person shall do anything
you want. What you want.
Yeah. So, me, I just feel like those things, they are.
They go hand in hand.
They are similar.
Yeah, I think you're right.
They are similar, but, like, it's something. How, like, it's like, this is an exact thing.
It's just like, maybe me and you are friends now. Mm-hmm. It's not you. I want to come to this party. You don't want to come.
I'm saying manipulation,
you don't want to go, like, you have every right
exactly.
Not to go.
Bullying is your hatred.
Bullying,
so like
forceful.
Manipulation, you still like try to
find one way
to make it look so nice and sweet.
So they are like, then they walk, the players, they want a senior brother, one a younger brother.
That's
true.
Anybody that can manipulate is eventually probably
because when the manipulation is not working, they may want to resort to.
I have this friend. I can call him my friend because we talk, but we don't go out together. And we don't like normal things where guys they do. We know they do them together, but they live together. And I noticed that it was because he couldn't manipulate me. Me, I go do it in my own. Person never bullied me before.
Some people like control.
Even if you beat past me, you know, I go clear you.
I can remember when I was in secondary school.
He has this friend, this female friend, that comes along and stays with him sometimes. So I always feel like, okay, let me say this guy likes an iPhone now. The guy likes Samsung. This reality. The guy likes Samsung. Manipulated the girl to do Samsung phone. When she wants to buy a new phone,
yeah,
like, why would you be buying an iPhone? This Isha should have coated iPhone that can't transfer this one. I can't do this, I can't do that.
So eventually, she had to buy a Samsung phone.
She bought just because she wanted to.
Emotional, I guess.
Tell you guys,
I swear, manipulation, emotional.
His friends, or let me say, his squad of friends, too. Once you see, like, he can't talk you to do something. Let him go and do what he wants to do. We'll see the outcome. So once he sees that he can't talk you to do what he wants. You'd rather not be afraid.
Okay, so I'm wondering.
Yeah, the people like that, they can't control you.
Yeah, they can't control you.
They will not want to. I had this best friendship, like, I know, like then. the moment I started like trying to do, we already had like a toxic codependent kind of relationship. But somehow it like started affecting me because I saw that she had the upper hand. Like she it was easier for her to make me do things
than
that she
than
wants
you
than me. I'm not this kind of pushy person.
Like,
if I ask
you
once
like you're doing a bad
and
thing.
You don't want, yeah. No problem. They like that's the kind of person I am. Mm-hmm. But she beg me. I will not most times go, and when I go, guess what? So my usually party or something, and I'm not really like. I was really socially awkward. I was
yeah.
understanding myself, but she's this person that knows. I cannot. She's not an extrovert,
yeah.
but she knows how to talk to people
yeah.
and everything. So me, I will not follow her, and all in that anger, or not with resentment,
but
yeah. because of her,
you.
I will get there.
I'm here for the water.
When I get there, maybe like because of her, I'm like socially awkward and stuff. Maybe
yeah.
have friends. I'm not so maybe my mood now horrible. Try that day. It's now be me that will be at fault.
Mm.
After I followed you because you like coerced me to follow you. Even though like I'm good. No, now please. Like I can never say no to some. It was not okay to have your own separate thing. It was not okay to have your own separate life.
And that's crazy.
It was not okay.
I
but
mean,
if she's one, I will
thing.
See her make decisions. Like,
yeah.
It's just occurred to me that wait.
What's
then
happening?
They don't ask me this
these things.
When I now started, it's when I had a boyfriend. That's when they were the problem. Because now there was someone else.
Yeah.
So I started doing things with this person. And then she could not take it. That's when Kasala burst. Like, she's
friendship jealousy.
I love her mother. I love my boyfriend.
More than
I love her. Before
her.
But then actually took sisters over, it was funny enough.
Okay.
But she still wanted, what do you want from me?
We ever do any.
That was before that everything just came. That's when I realized that codependency. And it's not just, I'm not putting the blame on just her.
Yeah.
I also have a tendency, I had like that tendency to form a codependent
relationship. Yeah.
Or like, I'll be like submissive.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of, yes. Because I had issues making decisions and
yeah.
all of that. Like everything still goes back to the family. Goes back to how you grow. Goes back to things you went like your childhood traumas and so. So what that's like once I noticed that like that was a pattern for me. Sometimes I do some things now. Not because of anything, not a picture, just for me to feel like I'm in control.
So are you in control now?
I'm learning. Yeah. More. Yes, I'm not
because
fully.
It's a constant
it's
journey.
Yeah, I'm not fully,
yeah.
but yeah, I'm learning.
Yeah, it's very important.
Sometimes I catch myself like
yeah.
sleeping out, and
yeah.
then I'm like, nah, this ain't happening again. Never.
This ain't happening again.
But this is what for these boys who are.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, so how?
Hearing, like, they won't initiate them.
For
secondary
school.
I said that one.
Shocking. But apparently,
like,
when a normal secondary school.
Crazy, yeah.
You know, like, I never knew all this kind of thing happening. All these body.
No, I didn't know that it happened.
Okay, so.
All the bodies,
yeah.
But I knew that in all those federal schools, state schools, like, the constant.
The secondary school where I go.
Mm-hmm.
The secondary school where I go.
Yeah.
They thought that I could speak English. The way I could say my life. I swear to God. People I went to school with, conductor. Where they work for car wash.
Yeah.
People leave their clothes from then they go up.
Yeah.
Do you know Ifo?
Ogun State.
Okay,
that's
you know Ifo now.
That's my house.
After some go,
yeah.
Down there, like say they go Abeokuta.
Mm-hmm.
I did my secondary school.
And
this year is one to the SS3 day. SS3, which school? You should be Ifo.
Yeah.
Now what would you
do? You should be IGS.
That one's the difference now. I better
go more there.
Yes, now that one's the other.
If you say go more
there, I never even expected to go do all this kind leggy. Not even via Lagos Island.
Say
that.
But why
would
they feel say no go via for leggy?
Eh?
You know, say most of these hard drugs, cocaine. Another issue. Now rich people.
Yes,
now
our
they deal
down.
And pass.
Yeah.
We just have this warped this and say okay now only people for Ajegunle or Mushi
now
they run
no.
those kind of things.
No. See,
just
there are some things you
in our subconscious
see, just like,
mind.
You just be like Covenant University students now.
Mm-hmm.
They're exposed to all kind of drugs, all those kind of things. But like we go talk all this kind of cultism, I don't really see him. May he did that kind.
Apparently, he said it's been going on for a very, very long time. A very, very long time. I had someone tell me a story about some person who, a child who was expelled. Why? Because they found some item with him. Crack. Some of his students or his friends or his classmates gave it to him, and he didn't know the contents. He said, mommy, I don't know. I didn't know. They just said I showed it. They expelled that boy. Like if not for the strings that the parents of the child would pull, you wouldn't have been able to get, because you know they have this like British curriculum and everything. Would have had to come to Nigerian. You know, it's been going on. So how do you as a parent, you know that your child is a bully, or your child is being bullied? I mean, because I think it's very important that parents are able to identify these things.
So
how do we know? How do you know?
You will know. I don't know.
Let's just imagine for the first.
The child would have been trained the same.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe the child would be angry. Also, the way they treat their siblings. You know, small things like threatening. Like,
yeah.
Don't give me this. Yeah. All those small,
the way they be treating
things,
their siblings.
And people around
see,
them.
Okay. Like my niece that I have.
No, actually, some parents might not be observant.
Like my niece now. The younger one is tougher than the other one.
Okay.
So if they come from school and say like the younger one beat somebody, I won't doubt it. I swear, I will never, because she did always bully her elder sister self.
Yeah. So it's already there, but yeah. We feel like Anna, she
I will never.
Agree.
But if they said the elder one beat somebody in school, I would be like, what did that
so
person
likely,
beat to
yeah.
Her? But if it was the younger one, I'd be like, what this girl?
So we see these things.
We know.
Yeah,
we
that's
know.
True. You have a point. Yeah,
we
surely know. Know.
Another thing again, yeah. Parents, when they give certain children after the house, for example,
firstborn, yeah,
all those nonsense things, I feel like if I have kids, I'm going to train each of them to respect each other. Yes, the firstborn will have more respect than another, but there's nothing like you're the lastborn, and you know, it's just the lastborn. No, you are even breeding something in their mind. You're telling them that they can get away with stuff because they are young.
Yeah.
Because they are younger. Mm. When they go outside, they're going to dream, because that is how children act. Like when whatever is happening in their house, that's what they will do outside. That's it. So you're already telling them that, I can get, like, I should have certain privileges because I'm like this. You're already giving them entitlement.
We don't even make it better. With the way we treat other people around us. The way you talk down on people.
Let
everyone one time I was doing like early, for example, that was like early this year. I was doing one social media job for one school around the kid. And this woman, she's fucking rude. Like, everybody that she employs, just imagine you having a school and teachers change. Like in a term, you can change two teachers in a term. I'm not talking about in a year. In a term, not like 3 terms. So she's bad. All her maids that she's employing, her nanny, they used to always run away from her. So it's that bad. The money her having, and she does not have children. She's not married.
Yeah, all those things are the cause of this kind.
She's
very sad.
She's something and everything. She's
very. She
needs 5 minutes. There are sites that you can just go and just, you know.
The day she saw my DC, there was one picture I put on my WhatsApp. One girl reached me and lying down. So it was her back. Her hair like this and her neck. She now called me. Why would I post this kind of picture? like a sexual picture of me lying down on the bed. I was like, a sexual picture, it's just somebody lying down with me there. Like, she always had issues. So, imagine that kind of friend now.
It's what she was posting for her.
No, like my WhatsApp state, my not my WhatsApp state, my profile picture. My WhatsApp, the woman.
I don't understand. You not remove her from this scene. What's happening?
Yeah, what's the content? No, not WhatsApp. Now, my profile picture on WhatsApp.
Okay.
Not my WhatsApp state though.
Okay.
So you get
What should they tell her when should they talk all this nonsense?
I was just looking at her.
I'm not just looking at her.
Instead of advising me, I went to her and they advising me. But I don't have to tell her that they're not doing the picture. They said advising me, this one, that one, that's a young girl. I should not be putting all those things. And my other number where I wrote like sex therapy, blah, blah, blah. So like a young girl like me. About like
who
I'm so confident talking about
Eric.
Why should you not start talking about?
Leave her now.
I'm not going to find. I'm not going to find the right husband or something.
My daughter, it's time for her to start.
I mean, you know, like, and they will never do.
Actually, bitch, you when she talks to her people that work with the nannies,
see African parents,
they're
dirty. So all of those. So many things.
Not just religion, culture.
Our culture. I know it's culture, it's our way of life, but I think we have to adapt.
Don't read many things to me. I just passed off.
Now, personally, those people affect our lives.
I think that religion actually just thrives on fear. People do not actually love God, say, because they want to, just because they are trying to buy. They're just exactly. They're trying to buy tickets. Because why do you have 25 churches between this church of, and you have the most terrible roads? Because half of these people, they are all deacons in the church.
All these people.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, deacon. All these stuff that we.
I mean, what are we talking about?
Now them, their heart black pass.
What are we talking about? We start to talk.
Oh, it's crazy, it's fear.
And them going to come out.
It's fear.
They're going to come out respect. They're going to tell you, come in.
Chicken.
That's what they use, because they are scared of
it. It's even a red flag when I see, like, for example,
call me daddy first.
Actual Christianity.
You know your children now.
You know you're supposed to see actual Christianity. Like, even in the normal setting, like, the kindness that is supposed to come. The real, what is
the love?
The love and kindness. You see, this one, I only said,
I had an experience some time ago, a few days ago. I was going to Ikeja.
You want to tell all those pastors, if you pay your tithe, stay, just lie for them, say you're sick, you need a one do operation. May they contribute, at least they're like tax refund now. May they at least.
So they go pray.
May I see whether they'll give you money?
Now pray now. Go do revival.
The ones that go for Wednesday, Mass, Friday, the ones that go
now, them they have that
they have very nasty attitude, though. And they are very bitter. You can tell that this one, and then you don't even want to catch. You don't want to catch. May I really say something? You don't really know a girl until you meet the guy that she's dating, like until you know the guy that she's dating, because at that time you're gonna see every girl bad, even though they went long. Will shock you. Those ones, they know. Say, oh, relationship is still, we still do things inside. What? See, now and then, that's nasty attitude, very bad.
They don't see you like this. They don't judge you finish.
I say, you get one.
You know, I enjoy it. Yeah, like I actually enjoy being judged. You know,
I don't judge you finish.
I actually enjoy it because you know you can read.
Actually, don't body care.
Language. Yeah. And you're laughing.
I mean, it's like okay, so
you're happy. They catch cruise. Person just.
I mean, like steady cruise. On top steady your cruise.
Person just the worry. I was coming to the office.
Some Almajiri girl comes and says, hey, help me, mama. God go bless you. I don't want me. God bless me.
No,
it's true. She looks at me very strange.
It's true.
She knows God bless you. That I didn't have me.
They use God for everything.
If you know the house, you know they do any work. She knows God bless you.
Yes, Nadine. One guy was telling me about one of his friends that wants to start the business. And this guy pays tithe a whole lot in church, like every day, so waiting for God to bless. So I'm like, so this money that
he's from,
waiting, why is he
you from
just think of an idea, come up with a strategy.
Now from waiting
to be the let God just do it. Do you understand?
But he puts a lot of money into paying tithe and
see that money. That's the money doubling message.
There's somebody pay that money to know. To Nigeria, to Lagos State government.
You know, go fix
you
go
you never fix go toss you no get. But that in person, I in daddy.
Which
pastor?
That guy
in daddy.
Religious leaders.
All the problem where they happen for your family, that pastor go know.
I swear, there's one girl on my status. The only time she posts a picture other than her family members
is a
the
pastor.
Only picture she posts. Pastor. All the posts about like she's always quoting. I'm like.
I mean, or can you even post from your mind?
Yes, can you post from your mind?
As if this is you that wrote this thing.
Oh, sorry.
I think that Christians just believe that since they are Christians, it means they have their ability to think
religion
has disappeared.
You know, I don't have to say religion. I mean, actual Christianity, it's religion. I'm religion not Christianity.
Yeah. You don't see that woman, that pastor is online now. Yeah. Wait up, say Rihanna. I said I'm to you, Abby.
This
I said I'm to you.
I said
you
don't wear clothes that have butterflies.
Say she don't marry devil. Imagine, see all the people waiting that church now.
Their children are the people.
Don't lock them.
They are all dumb.
Their children are the
people. They are unlocked.
Their children go here. The mother will frustrate you. You don't have patience.
She don't go another one again now. She talk and I say all this now. She says, Dr. DK.
Why?
You be smiling at perfume.
She said something else about
this
okay. She said Toto Dikin are living dead. Yes. She thought that she don't die. She said her spirit is just the worker. Now people they see. She said no matter Toto. Don't. You get it.
I said like those people are just like everybody's contradicting. See, I
can't even
understand.
You said no, we are living
dead. Do you know that
Who said
no?
No,
I said that was like church. I want to say something like Christianity was this camp because there's deeper life.
Religion in general.
With yes, deeper life has similar doctrines to chosen, have similar doctrines to watchman, but they cannot all agree that Jesus. Even Catholic Church too cannot. So I'm like, this God, this person's own God, different one, this person's own God.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's them of Islam God. So yeah. What are we really doing? Are we going to have different
what
gods?
What is Bible? Now, person right down
below.
Coming to sleep for now.
Now, person right down
below. Now, person right down below. And there are so many people to move. Days of those BC.
Yeah. Jonas, now
they
write down.
Every person that time, the year story.
Yeah,
they
write down.
They write down.
And we just say we'll go die.
Can't do photocopy for us. Not true now.
People that wrote the Bible, with experience.
And
you know
what
experience
about
life
that the Bible has
been like history.
It has become.
You don't know.
Yes,
Bible
does
be like history.
Yeah, now history now. It's history of people's lives over a period.
If they talk about this thing for front of all those
embellished, embellished history,
and deliver us, they go to us.
I say my mom see. At the time, my mom see. Said say something. She the reason me say, she and if want to pay, take you for deliverance like this. Honestly. I mean, they can't just get something, a divergent view.
Something different from what they've
known
all their lives.
She knows the satisfied that, like, when you're trying to, like, have a conversation with them, like, you want to open an open conversation.
Exactly.
Let's
they run away.
You see, she's in Roma,
I tackled my parents.
Jeez.
I knew we were going to have an issue. But I did it.
Like, you start giving that experience, like,
my dad,
is this my job?
I think when my mommy noticed it, she didn't see anything first. They just left me.
See,
they usually do that.
Thing. Like, when my mom is going, though, it's like, this boy, if he goes now, only God knows where he's going to turn to when he gets back. I'd be like, what's the meaning of that one? I will live my life normal, do what I want to do normal. If you see me, if you don't like me, if you like me, I will love you the normal way I take love.
It's
true now.
I have a similar story. Is that your
ring? So like, When I got my dad was on to my mom that day. My dad would usually do they always like to talk to me when I'm leaving the house. They will not talk to me when I'm leaving. Oh, she don't come to my house.
Oh, okay.
My friends like to express themselves. That's why I like to I think that's why I got it for my mom. They like to talk to me. So at that time, like, I was really like, don't worry, I'm not even in that space right now. I was really in that space of like knowing God and everything.
Yeah.
So I came with all that fire and everything. So my friend is like, so all these things now, the Holy Spirit not convict you of this thing. I said, how? Because me, I used to say how. I want to have this conversation because this thing is not coming up.
Of, exactly.
Like, I just want to give you closure.
Exactly.
I will burn you and I will not say, but yeah. I'm talking because I don't want you to pay. This thing is going to be on my nose.
Yeah.
That was one. I first cleared them down first. First, don't you think I ask you, have I been and one thing I hate? Let me put it in tears. Like, African parents.
People's perspective.
Yoruba parents. They give a fuck too much about what people
say.
Too much.
These people, none of them send me clothes. None of them, they feed me when I smoke.
None
of them, they buy clothes for me. I don't care about them.
My parents is obsessed with people until that was 2015.
These people don't even care about
they
you.
They don't. 2015, my mother felt very sick that we felt like she was going to die. All the people that they were all worried about, they were the ones saying stupid things about her. So me, when she now got better, then any day she will not tell me what with people. I'll not tell her, do you know that when you were sick, like, because she even lost her memory, like when you lost your memory, people were saying you were mad. Do you know, I was calling names for her. So he said, don't tell me about people because they've already taught me that they don't care. So why won't you learn the lesson that they don't care? So why would I care about people that don't care about me?
I mean,
you get it. They don't care about me. Yeah, they always just looking for stories to talk about.
Yes, they just want gist. I don't want to ask what happened.
Yeah.
Almost since that time, Duma has respect. She doesn't have to tell me what people say anymore because I have to tell her. These people don't care.
I give two fucks about. I don't even know them.
I got to that point where they do not have anything to say. I was trying to guys, I actually really want to understand. And I said, well, as people are looking, you know, they are looking up to you. How are they looking up to you? They're like, you know, even in church, you know, as the catechist doctor,
I'm supposed to be of
you. I said, okay. So now these people that are looking at me, what's always going to happen when they look at me? Like, what's going to happen? They're like,
nah,
they want to
emulate.
I said, okay.
Fine. They like, if you like what you see.
So what happened?
If you like what you see.
They have nose ring. Astray, how? Because this is not a determinant of heaven or not.
No.
Like, it is not. They're like, okay. So, because I don't get, if someone should see that because of me, they both pierce their nose. What is he going to do to them?
My father has gotten to that point where he's just like, you know what, this girl will always do what she wants to do. Like, he already knows that I will do what I want to do. Because I made it clear to him that after I left school, he had plenty rules in my house. We should not wear jean trousers. We should not do this. And I told him that, see, guy, I've left school like this. I just come back for holidays, but like this, now your house. You see all these things that you are doing. I have to tell him that I cannot do it. I cannot pretend. Like, I told my father that.
I swear.
I cannot pretend. You know that this is me when I'm in school. This is my vibe. Yeah. I cannot come back to Lagos and I'm acting like. I told him that, guy,
when
I was
under
PH,
them, when they can still control
I was the PH for 4 years.
Really,
I came back.
So once I
gave you results.
Yeah.
Like, I had a good result.
No,
you understand?
I'm
so, I can make decisions for myself. Like, was in that time when the man just started. It was small. Imagine just me and the boy now.
I mean, and they don't steady.
My elder sister was in the house, so she
steady changing.
Why are you pretending?
Steady changing.
Pretend.
So it's hard.
The book I wrote recently, my dad was one I wrote the forward. When I wrote it out, it's a memoir. And he was like, ah, this thing is too much. Maybe when you're much more popular. Yeah. He said, you can't put this into word. I think I was going to fucking publish that book. He put it there. She's stubborn. Yeah. Like, despite his efforts to dissuade me from doing it, she did it and she brought it out. You know, there's a difference between stubbornness and stupidity.
Yeah.
You know, some people are just, you know, just very stupid and they're yes. just on a very stupid thing. They're unwilling to change.
Very
you know, but there are some people that are stubborn towards the achievement of their goals. When every other person is saying, no, you cannot. They say, no, yes, I can.
I think stupid people are
now there are many parts actually
too.
very
not impulsive in a good way, you know. You can be impulsive sometimes and it's really good, but there are times that you can just be really impulsive.
Exactly.
Like,
impulsive
you
people are stupid
about...
no cap.
I feel like we're all impulsive. That's what makes us excited.
Like, we think before we do things. I think when you're impulsive, you don't think. So you are stupid for not thinking before you do stuff.
Why
would you think?
I mean, like, say,
okay, if you tell why you know reason before you just person is stupid now.
I feel like we're all impulsive.
Like in different ways.
In different ways.
Yeah.
But when you just do things without thinking about it every time, you're not impulsive. You're just dumb. It's just like you just come to this
exactly.
You know you cannot see, but you don't
just dumb.
You don't think later. Don't do that. Dumb.
Yeah, that's
not
impulsive.
That's not impulsive. Impulsive is you coming out there like, okay, I can swim.
Exactly.
You know what? Let me just
see,
take off my clothes
and
just
swim.
See, that's
see.
Yeah.
Listen, if I want to leave the house now, I want to come. Before I came to this place now, I don't reason where I want to pass. I don't really say the kind of person I have made for road, you could collect. I don't strategize first. Before I don't say I won't reach here. But this person, guy I'm say, no, go this place now. Even if he wants to go and give his mom a drug that is going to cure her sickness. Oh yeah, no,
go they go.
If you can't reach middle of it, come like,
ah, I suppose.
Come on, I won't give her medicine, but no, you go.
He needs help.
Is that person has stupid?
He
needs help.
Oh, okay. On your normal day now. One person just goes, ah, get off now. More the good Ikeja now. You want to carry car? Maybe say, you don't get plate number. You now want to go to Ikeja. Ikeja of all places.
They will chop you for a road. Then
I went to call. I'm not going now.
I think that person has an issue.
Now me, I'll tell them, say, ah,
people,
guy.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Where you want to go? You won't carry this car, go in Kenya.
That's not true.
Oh, my guy, me, I'll just sit down.
Honestly,
yeah.
If
you carry car with
your
number,
see, like this night now, I can come out with a car that does not have plates. I can come here with it. Mm-hmm. I know say, even if I see police for night,
the chances still
they
low.
But during the day,
for early
mama, tax force. If you see those people, you see
yellow.
Not true now. Plenty while on the road, and you get the mind to say you won't do that kind of thing.
Oh God. That's not impossible. That's dumb.
So, guys, I'd like to hear your closing thoughts on the whole Dorwen thing, yeah?
You what?
The Dorwen College, when whatever thing.
Okay.
My sister also went to boarding school. And
I also went to boarding school.
Posting on her status.
Yeah.
How her own boarding school was not
sold. I went to boarding school from primary one.
Okay. It was there, but the only thing is that
she was primary one.
Stronger head.
Okay.
I
couldn't
believe
her.
It was still
and
in that
place.
So I thought,
okay.
Like, this
really
surprise.
Sharp mouth.
Okay.
See, I've been wounded this
like
time.
So, what she was like, she
the last time I saw one of my classmates, but that's a good
weaker. She was like, ah, it was not like you have to be strong for yourself. Like it was constantly draining. You have to.
Do you know that?
Yeah, because today you could be the raining person, and tomorrow you just do something stupid,
and you just fall.
Wow. So
that's a lot of pressure.
You said there was a girl.
I thank God for my life, child. Those kind of things, job,
they have
almost
influenced me. Thank God.
Because when I saw those, then if I did go school, I
should know why that girl is. Yes, that girl has done something. And if you feel something without any permission, it's really, really, really
deep up, though. Because then they also.
I dragging the girl. The girl's,
I don't know how it's going to be too much, but I just want to say, you do all this kind of work. So I don't know if that's how this works. I found it like, feel like some more.
All these kind of people.
Me, I know them, but she means I know who they.
Find one or two.
Yeah, like even if they do all those things when those guys they do. For I never knew what they were doing.
So
because they didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
That's why they were doing it. For me, I felt like then
senior.
I was thinking like, for myself, I want to do this so that I would see money. But I don't know, say me, I get grace then.
They make you look as if
not to be doing that thing they're doing.
Like teachers cannot punish these children.
But this is help
if you see doing you
together,
see the opportunity of like, they are so cunning. Like these children are actually so cunning. You really cannot call them. And for you to as a teacher, you can't even you can be sanctioned.
But if you treat the child badly,
you should not care
the people around. So really like, you wanted to just meet up to your
class. I just wanted to have and be able to spend the kind of money they were spending.
Exactly. Like then we'll be going home every time I'll be scared when we want to go. But she will start pushing our head when we are walking that we should walk fast. All this kind of things.
That molest children.
Pushing my head, I'll be scared.
On its own. Like,
it needs to be
revamped. But it's good, like another life. But like I lived in my school life then.
I never went to boarding school.
I went to boarding
school. I never went to just uni.
It changes,
and it was a federal.
Molestation everywhere.
Even a typical
that's where that's when I learned how to scale friends, to do so many stupid things. Like I learned how to deal with my seniors too.
What did you do?
In the morning like this, because in my school, like if you want to see like a big girl or a big boy, boarding school, your uniform has to be ironed and everything.
Yes,
and
all this is ironed. Like when you're in my class, you're saying I'm Nazi.
Your pair has to be ironed, everything. In the morning, and my friends, when you iron your pair in the night, because in the morning, put inside mopping water, dirty water. Your pair like this. We shall start for a friend, yes. It's like mopping water. Yes, mopping bucket. Who put their pair? Okay, if they punished us for stupid things, who put their pair in the mop? We should have another punishment. We know that we did something. But this was just like, this thing was big. No one attends to come and sleep under their bone. They got my key mosquito for them.
And they are. Okay, babes, now.
Okay.
Are you going inside?
Yeah.
So let me check. Watch out my phone here.
Mosquito, but then,
my phone. It's in that room that I was charging.
Many people ask me how I do this. Tell them now, get you cool, they do one finish. And if them check my wallet, they say money finish. You know, say them go get around to love me pieces. Make your cake. Ask me how I do this. That I'm now okay, you go with it, do I'm finished. As I they sing it, it's my music. See how my people got around, they come, they feel it. Sell down. We got the history inside this shit, my music.
Fashion, the body, you know, they finish.